Taffy Howard joins us this morning. She's a state lawmaker, and she'll be challenging Dusty Johnson in running for the U.S. House of Representatives. She joins us on the line this morning. Taffy, thank you so much for your time. It's nice to meet you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on here. It's really a pleasure to meet you as well.
Well, I'm glad to do it. Let's just start out by getting a little bit of background about you, your life. Sure. and let folks know who you are.
Sure. So I originally was born in Georgia, but my mom was military, so we ended up in Sioux Falls my senior year in high school. I went to SDSU, go Jacks. It was Mission for Air Force ROTC through there, and that's where I met my husband. So we were both active duty Air Force. I was stationed briefly out in California. We came back to Ellsworth, so was stationed here. But then I became a stay-at-home mom, one of the greatest blessings of my life. But then 5 years ago, I had someone ask me if I would consider running for the state house. And at that time, I was so frustrated because one of my representatives had flipped on the half-cent sales tax vote, and it passed by one vote. And I was so frustrated. I'm like, you know, at least I know I can count on myself not to flip. I believe in limited government, and I'm going to stand firm on my principles. So I ran, and I've been there 5 years. So,
which is incredible. Now, Georgia to South Dakota, that must have been a bit of a culture shock.
I
as a native of Sioux Falls. I'm from here, so.
I was so young. I mean, we lived in Parkston for half a year, too, when I was, like, in seventh grade. So then I came back when I was 15. So I loved it. I fell in love with South Dakota. It is the greatest state in the nation. I can't say enough good about South Dakota. I absolutely love it. And I don't want to go anywhere else.
Taffy Howard is my guest. And, again, she is challenging Dusty Johnson and run for U.S. House of Representatives. What made you decide to run for U.S. House?
Well, looking at our representative, it's apparent that he has become part of the swamp versus fighting the swamp. And I think we need someone there that's going to actually fight. You know, if you look at his latest Freedom Work score, it's like 71%. It's not up there with the Jim Jordan, Tom Massey, Ted Cruz. So I'm looking for someone who will represent the values of South Dakota. So I'm going to bring South Dakota to D.C. We believe in limited government. We believe in a strong, strong border. We could talk about the fact that Dusty did not support President Trump on building the wall. Now he says he's all for it, but that's interesting because now the Democrats are in charge, so it's not going to go anywhere. But when he had the opportunity in 2019 to support President Trump on the wall, he was one of 13 Republicans who opposed President Trump. So it's issues like that that have come up throughout the past 4 years that, you know, he comes back to South Dakota and he talks a conservative talk, but when he's in D.C., his actions are not reflecting that.
State lawmaker Taffy Howard is my guest, and again, she is running for a U.S. House of Representatives. What are the things that you hear from people, Taffy, when you have, you know, conversations with them, the things that maybe they're frustrating or they want to see from their elected officials?
Well, I hear a lot of frustration because they see what's happening to our country. You know, they see what's happening in Virginia, all the issues with education, the critical race theory. And I see that in the military. People are frustrated that they feel like we're losing our country. And it's because we have too many Republicans who have gone down that slippery slope of compromising and not fighting. So bit by bit by bit, we've lost our country. So we no longer need to give up an inch. We need to take back that inch. We need to take back a mile. We can't have our kids continue to be indoctrinated into believing that our country is systemically racist. We can't have girls being sexually assaulted in bathrooms by boys wearing skirts. I mean, it's really insane when you think about it, how far we've gone down that road, and we need to reclaim what our country originally stood for.
And it's not only have we gone quite far down the road, it's happened so rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's just sad to see how quickly, although We say it's happened rapidly, but I would say, you know, look at the military. It's probably been, when I was in under the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Right, right.
Yeah, but it has, so it's been kind of a gradual over the last 30 years, I would say. But looking at the military now, we have fleet commanders that are telling their people that they need to read White Fragility so they can learn all about, you know, their bias, their privilege for being white. We have the Secretary of the Navy telling his people that the top four challenges that they're facing should be are China, which he does have that one right. But then we go culture, climate, and COVID. No mention of terrorism. It's just the leadership across the board has gone so far down this road, and it's time that we take it back.
Well, and it's so refreshing to hear you say that. Taffy Howard is my guest this morning. And again, she's a state lawmaker. She'll be challenging Dusty Johnson for a seat as South Dakota's congressperson. When you, assuming that you get there, what will your priorities be? What are the things that you've singled out as most important?
Well, initially, at least at first, you know, ag is our number one industry in the state. And our cattle industry especially is really hurting right now. We need someone who's going to fight for mandatory country of origin labeling. So that would be top of my priority. We need to, there's a monopoly with the four largest meat packers. We've got to do something to break up that monopoly. And so far, our representative, you know, his approach on the country of origin labeling has been, it's a trade violation, it's a trade issue, so I'm not going to touch that. Well, we've had people come up with ideas to work around that. Yeah, there was a WTO ruling in 2015 that took away the country of origin labeling. But we can work around that, and we have to work around that. We are losing our cattle producers. Don't quote me, but I think we've lost like 40% over the last 50 years. So it's a way of life that we have to fight for. And there are other issues in the ag industry. So that's one of my top priorities because it is our number one industry, and we've got to do what we can to save these cattle ranchers.
Where anything that you think we need to do when it comes to election integrity, we certainly have spent a lot of time talking about that over the past several years.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know if you saw the briefing the other day from the Racine County Sheriff in Wisconsin. I found that fascinating. People who, for instance, Dusty is one of them. He supports Liz Cheney, and she claims any fraud in the last election was a big lie. And I say, if you believe there was no fraud, you're believing the big lie, because there most definitely was fraud. It's a question of how do we get to the bottom of it and how do we prevent it going forward? So I absolutely think we need to be looking at, you know, what do we need to do? Do we need to have audits after every election? We have to do something because the people deserve to have free and honest elections.
So. No question about that. Taffy Howard, again, is my guest, and she is running for U.S. House of Representatives. There are these, you know, the nation, at least in my lifetime, has never seemed to have larger problems. We just have such a list of them, talking about election integrity and then the whole immigration mess and what's happened with that.
Absolutely. We have another caravan making its way to the border right now. You know, and in 2018, I like to remind people what exactly has happened under Dusty's watch. But in 2018, we had roughly 500,000 illegals cross the border. In 2019, it almost doubled, and that's when President Trump issued the emergency declaration at the southern border. And that is when Dusty became one of 13 Republicans to fight that. Then this year, so far this year, we have already seen over 1.7 million illegals. We have over 100,000 gotaways, people that we have no record of them. They're somewhere in the country. They've slipped through everybody's fingers. How do we know there's not terrorists in there? And I lay that at the feet primarily of those 13 Republicans that didn't support President Trump when they most definitely should have.
Yeah, it's incredible. I saw photos or video just on Fox News Channel yesterday, and I saw the length of the caravans that are, because not only have we seen an incredible explosion of people coming in, but we have got similar sized caravans that are on their way to the United States right now. And I'm it just is mind boggling to me.
It is, and it's crazy to me. I saw that they're signing up for these caravans by scanning whatever the little codes that you scan. You know, these are organized caravans. One guy is like, tell Biden we're coming. We have to have someone who's going to stand up to this administration and fight back, not just go along.
Taffy Howard is my guest, and again, she is a state lawmaker and is running for a U.S. House of Representatives. The debt is another issue, you know, and we have got Congress right now and talking about spending trillions of dollars as if you and I might talk about spending a couple hundred dollars. I mean, talk of trillions, it's just amazing to me how they bat that around.
Right. Right. Yeah, our debt's approaching $30 trillion. You break that down, it's roughly $250,000 for every taxpayer. Just in the last 2 years, our debt's increased by 38%. And my opponent has voted for the vast majority of that increase in spending. And I think it's unconscionable that we're doing that to our kids. They did nothing to deserve it, but we're burdening them with this debt going forward.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Any other issues that are important to you that you want to touch on, Taffy?
Well, I do want to make sure that we defend our Second Amendment rights. I'm concerned with Dusty supporting the red flag gun confiscation legislation in the most recent two NDAAs. You know, along with that, there's the requirement for our daughters and granddaughters to register for the draft. And I could go on and talk about the military. He supported that bill. Also has gender advisors for our military. Now, one of our sons is active duty Navy. He has assured me that he has no need for a gender advisor.
Yeah, you have to ask these days, though, don't you? I understand. We live in upside down times. Well, I certainly appreciate your time and your commitment and your values, Taffy. These are the kinds of things that we talk about here all the time. We could just go on and on.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I'm glad to do it. And I know there were a few bumps in getting you on the air. Thanks for being patient with us. And I'm glad we worked them out. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
You too.
Take care. You're very welcome. Taffy Howard is my guest this morning. And again, she is a state lawmaker that is running for, she's challenging Dusty Johnson and running for his seat in the U.S. House. So she's promising to work to cut taxes and to fix immigration and election fraud and all the things that we talk about here on an ongoing basis. And my thanks to her and her team.